Children as young as 14 may soon be banned from associating with criminals if legislation being introduced by the Victorian government today is passed. The state's police minister says the new laws are necessary to deal with serious young offenders and bikie gangs. It comes amid renewed focus on Victorian youth violence, with the Prime Minister saying Sudanese gangs are a real concern. Samantha Donovan reports.
Fear about gang violence is set to be a big issue as Victoria heads to a state election in November. The state's police minister, Lisa Neville, says the new laws are aiming to reduce the number of home invasions, carjackings and aggravated burglaries.
These powers will strengthen Victoria's police ability to prevent them establishing and expanding criminal networks through banning people associated with convicted offenders. We've based this on New South Wales, we've taken their best practice, taken the advice of Victoria Police, and we've put in place safeguards to protect some of the mistakes that were made in other states.
Ms Neville says if the legislation is passed, four key changes will be made.
Firstly, it changes who is considered an offender. So if somebody does a plea deal, for example, that will be considered as having a guilty conviction under this legislation. It does reduce the age from 18 to 14, and that particularly in relation to serious violent offending. So it's not every sort of offence for somebody who's under 18, but for those serious youth offenders who are causing real harm in our community. It also gives the ability of a lower rank officer to issue one of these notices, and that really just represents how Victoria Police will operate operationally on the ground.
Lisa Neville is defending the decision to allow teenagers as young as 14 to receive an anti-association notice.
Unfortunately, some of the offending we've seen young people involved in, from home invasions to carjackings, armed robberies, aggravated burglaries, these are serious high-harm crimes that have left a scar on our community. Although they're in small numbers, they are serious crimes, and we know that we start to see this escalating at about the age of 14 till about 18.
Victoria's anti-corruption watchdog, IBAC, will monitor the new system. Lisa Neville.
There'll also be a review in about 3 years to again ensure that laws are being applied appropriately, and there are additional safeguards for children and Aboriginal community members who are a bit more vulnerable, where their orders only apply for 12 months, so Victoria Police have to keep going back and reassessing it.
But Melanie Poole from the Federation of Community Legal Centres is worried by the changes.
We're talking about an enormous expansion of police powers that will affect the ability of Victorians to decide who they spend time with. It'll turn people into criminals on the basis of who they spend time with rather than anything that they've done.
Melanie Poole from the Federation of Community Legal Centres, ending that report by Samantha Donovan.